Hello and welcome to this emergency situation update for Sunday, November 7th, 2021. Mike Adams here. I normally don't put out one of these on Sundays, but there are so many things happening today. This is going to be relatively short here, but we're going to cover the Fifth Circuit decision that has paused the vaccine mandate, you know, the illegal, unconstitutional vaccine mandate pushed by Biden. So that has been temporarily scuttled. And of course, Texas is very happy about that. And the 18 other states that have joined in lawsuits against the Biden mandate, we're going to cover that. Also, we're going to cover the, you know, next week's walkout, the big vaccine walkout, November 8th through 11th. It looks like it's going to be the opportunity for the deep state to run a false flag operation. So, you know, we talk about false flag season is here. Well, next week is false flag week, and it looks like something may have just been carried out. Now, we're going to look at this closely. The Astroworld event that took place in Texas, where reportedly 8 people were killed. I'm hearing that, in fact, potentially hundreds of people were killed, and that it may have been kind of a ritualistic mass sacrifice where people were put into a frenzy because they were vaccinated and there was some kind of frenzy frequency that was being broadcast. I know it sounds a little strange, but we're going to look at that, and you're going to see some shocking things as we take a look at this. We don't know for sure what has happened, but people went crazy in Houston. And some people were killed, people were stampeded, and there's not really a rational explanation for it, except if you look at the fact they're all vaccinated and they're starting to lose their minds, and something may have been, you know, put in place from an external source, because that technology does exist, as you know. Now, we're seeing other examples of people losing their minds after taking the vaccine. There are personality changes that are taking place, and this is something that I talked about with the creator of the COVID blog. And he was documenting this, and he's noticing Brian Wilkins, I think is his name. And he's noticing, and other people are noticing, that once people take the vaccine, they lose or tend to lose their higher cognitive function, and they become, well, they kind of drop into a lower brainstem function, which is typically called the reptilian brain. And they begin to be very aggressive and angry, and literally they undergo massive personality changes. So I want to show you this video, which was apparently recorded on an airline, where a vaccinated woman goes completely hysterical, refuses to sit next to an unvaccinated person. Even though she's vaccinated, she's probably shedding spike protein. You know, she's probably the super spreader with 251 times the viral load in her nostrils. But she thinks that everybody else around her is dangerous. Well, this is a perfect example of a personality change caused by the vaccine. So check this out. Go ahead and play that video.
I work hard. I paid for my seat. Clearly, it's going to put my life in danger. Okay, so you're going to move him. That's how it's going to be.
I understand.
Then move him.
Ma'am, this is a full
fight. I can't move anyone.
Do you want me to call cops? Do you want to lose your job? Do you? Because right now you're violating my rights as a citizen, as a human being. You're intentionally putting me in danger.
I do not wish anyone to be in danger.
Thank you, then move him, ma'am.
This is a full fight. I can't move him.
I don't want to sit there. Do you want me to call the cops? Because I will. I'll call them right now.
We can't move people because they don't want to sit next to someone.
He's violating our rights and our safety. I asked him for his vaccine card, and he doesn't have one because he's not vaccinated.
Hey, look, you can't move that.
You have to have a mask and be vaccinated.
Excuse me, you're not exactly wearing a mask.
I'm not wearing a mask because I already had last time. Condition? I have children. I'm fully vaccinated to protect them. You're intentionally putting my health at risk right now.
If you wish to be on this flight, I need you to take a seat.
So did you hear that crazy logic? She says that unvaccinated people are violating her rights. Merely by not taking the spike protein injection, you are now violating her rights, she says. This is the way that tyrants talk and think. that if you don't do what they say, you're hurting them. Remember the, what was it? The college paper, university paper, at these liberal universities, whenever there's some conservative coming to speak, like Ann Coulter, you know, or Ben Shapiro or somebody, the students who run the paper will publish articles saying that they have the right to kill Ann Coulter because they have to defend themselves from the violence of Ann Coulter's free speech. You see how these people think? So speech is violence, and not being vaccinated is violence in their twisted minds. But this is what happens when people take the vaccine and they become, you know, lunatics. Now, speaking of lunatics, I had to show you this other video of Nancy Pelosi. Now, Nancy Pelosi is an alcoholic. Everybody knows that, but she appears to be utterly losing her mind and babbling such nonsense that she's actually giving Joe Biden a run for his money. And that's saying something. I want you to listen to this video. Now, on the left-hand side of this video, there are a couple of gals who are commenting on Pelosi and laughing hysterically, because how can we not laugh, right? I mean, it's so sad and pathetic. But listen to Nancy Pelosi try to stumble her way through some explanation. It makes no sense whatsoever. And remember, along with Biden, you know, she's the Speaker of the House. These are the people who are, quote, leading America, and they are incomprehensible. Listen to this and see if you can maybe not laugh. Try it. Here we go.
We're getting we're sending stuff over to the Senate. Well, it's most of the product that we've done is, except now we may have added in the last day or so. And some of what we added is Senate to the bill, like a hearing. Bernie doesn't like hearing. Excuse me. Bernie loves hearing. Manchin doesn't want hearing in the bill and all that stuff. So some is Senate oriented, and then we have the family medical leave. We figured if they're putting things in, then we can put something in.
What the hell?
Manchin doesn't like it. So, so we are getting some bird and privilege. I think mostly we're getting privilege scrub, because privilege scrub is deadly to a bill. Bird, you know, it's important. It's, you have to take it out, but privilege violation can take you out. So we're again getting that as we go along as well. But when we pass a bill, then they will see it in its aggregate and make some.
Any concerns that any of this is, quote, messaging, because that they have to take some of those things out regardless, no matter what you send over? You said you weren't going to send a messaging bill.
No, we're not sending a messaging bill, but we want to be sure that what we send is not birdable or bird bath or privilege scrub. exercises we're engaged, bathing exercises we're engaged in, and we're getting good responses. There's no bad answer. You know, it is what it is. There are certain objects.
What is that?
So, lots of questions from this one, right? Like, what the hell is she talking about? A bird bath, or birdable, or privileged scrub? What is she channeling, an alien? What is going on with this crazy person? She is literally just babbling complete nonsense. If she wasn't a Democrat, you know, the media would say she's completely lost it and needs to be put in a psychiatric center, probably. But since she's a Democrat, they just figure, well, that's normal, because that's the way they all think. Unbelievable. And I love how she babbles through all this, and then at the end she says, there's no bad answer. Yeah, honey, you just gave the worst possible answer. No one can even tell what you're saying or thinking. It's like, I think the artificial personality that gets downloaded into your empty head every morning, they scrambled the code. You've been hacked, Nancy, if you're even human at all. Okay, and remember, she's vaccinated. We are not surprised. Now, in another story that doesn't have anything to do with vaccines directly, but it has to do with hand sanitizer. This is from Breitbart. Man reportedly covered in hand sanitizer allegedly burst into flames after being tased by officers. So here's a case where a guy named Jason Jones. He walks into the Catskill Village Police Department, and he had apparently been completely covered in hand sanitizer for some reason. Does anything make any sense anymore? And then they taser him. Now, of course, tasers use electricity. Electricity, obviously, can set off, you know, sparks under the right conditions. And this guy apparently bursts into flames. From the article, Police Chief Dave Darling said that officers tased Jones to subdue him after he had reportedly covered himself in hand sanitizer, according to the Times Union. Jones allegedly burst into flames after being tased, the outlet reports. Why do they use the word allegedly? Do we now have to qualify someone bursting into flames? Like, we can't really say it for sure. There were just flames everywhere. I mean, it was a giant fireball, but we're going to have to say allegedly. Brings up the question, though. Don't these police officers in New York understand things that are flammable? I mean, you know, a firefighter there could have told them, don't set off sparks near people coated with flammable gels, right? Of course, the firefighters are all gone because of the vaccine mandate, so that probably explains why there wasn't one around to tell the police not to fire the taser. But then, what kind of world are we really living in when someone walks into a police station and bursts into flames? It sounds like something out of the Book of Revelation, you know? It's like worse than the zombie apocalypse. This is these are some very strange times. I mean, if you walked into the police station doused in gasoline, would they throw a match at you, you know, to subdue you? And then the media would say you allegedly burst into flames pending a review. It's unbelievable. All right, but obviously this man had some kind of issue. Two good tips come out of this. Number one, don't ever cover yourself in highly flammable material. And secondly, don't walk into a police station and cause problems. You know, you're probably going to get tased or something, or hit or shot, handcuffed, charged with something. But obviously this person wasn't all there. Okay. But see, again, this is indicative of the kind of society that we're living in now. Now, oh, by the way, real quick, did you know that we've launched BrighteonBooks.com? So you can stick it to Amazon if you want to buy some new books. We only have a few hundred, but some of the best ones are Mickey Willis and Dr. Judy Mikovits and Robert F. Kennedy Jr., his new book, The Real Anthony Fauci. It's for sale at BrighteonBooks.com. It's pretty awesome. The price is a little bit higher than Amazon price, but your money goes to the author, which is Robert F. Kennedy Jr. It goes, some of it goes to the publisher, Skyhorse, and some of it goes to Brighteon to keep us going. So check out BrighteonBooks.com. And most of the books there, you can download PDFs of the book and EPUB files and Kindle files and so on. Some of the books are hardcover, but thank you for your support. Now, getting back to the issue here, we got to talk about Astroworld. So Astroworld was this event in Houston over the last couple of days, and I guess it was two nights ago that reportedly there was a stampede. People went nuts at the event, and eight people reportedly died, and hundreds were injured, and there have been a lot of questions about this, and people started sending me things that really opened my eyes and had a lot of questions. I got to share these with you because you're not going to believe what you're about to see. So the event is called Astroworld, and apparently there's a very popular hip-hop artist named Travis Scott, who I guess his album artwork looks pretty out there, pretty a lot of skeletons and demons and nuclear explosions and, I don't know, dead people and things like that. A lot of satanic imagery. And at this event, and in fact, let me show you this. At this event, there was a giant skull that you had to walk through. You had to walk through the mouth of the skull in order to enter the event. So in other words, in order to enter this event, you had to walk through the mouth of a skull that actually represents this guy, Travis Scott. So basically, you're saying that Travis Scott is eating you when you're walking into the event. Now, What's really strange about this is that everybody had to be vaccinated to get into the event, or you could show a negative COVID test, but almost everybody was vaccinated. And part of the slogan of the event is open your eyes to a whole new universe. Well, there are tweets going around. The rumors that there were many more than 8 people died. Here's one of those. Just spoke to an ER nurse who was working last night. She says the news is lying. Her ER alone had 12 kids in their 20s die of cardiac arrest, and numerous other calls going into other ERs with the same issue. Now, I want to play this video for you of the insanity of the crowd. The crowd went into a frenzy. Okay, so this fully vaccinated crowd went into some kind of a spontaneous frenzy, and they started running around and climbing the walls and shoving each other. It was like full zombie mode, and some people got trampled and killed. And there's speculation that there was like a frenzy frequency that was activated and was hitting those who were vaccinated. So I want you to watch this video, and you decide what you think is going on here, and then I'll show you some more pictures. So take a look at this video. Okay, so, I mean, look at this. Look how crazy this is. People are trampling over each other. They're obviously in some kind of a frenzy. This video is from the local TV station, KHOU. And, you know, a lot of people got this on video, but these are not rationally behaving individuals. And this is just one video of many, but there's craziness in these people. They're running. They're not screaming, but they're kind of frenzied. And they overran one of the security checkpoints. Now, this is showing them trying to get out, but there's another video showing them trying to get in. They trampled the security checkpoint to get into the event, and then after there was a lot of people trampled to death, then they're kind of stampeding to get out. And it's just a very, very bizarre situation. Now, there are a lot of other videos, actually even more graphic videos than this one. But one video featured some people who were there talking about how the crowd went crazy and they started climbing the speaker bars. And the one girl said that people started hyperventilating around her. They were just hyperventilating. And people were climbing the fences, climbing the walls, and climbing over each other. A lot of craziness that went on there. And this is not normal human behavior. So I want to show you one of the images that's associated with this event. There are a lot of images and posters with this event, and you got to see this one. Check this out. So as you can see in this image, it has Astroworld Festival up at the top. It says, "We're all in this together," which, by the way, is the language of the global reset. And then it shows what looks like a human brain and a brain stem in the shape of a nuclear fireball with 2 crossed out eyes and a smiley face. Now, the X'd out eyes means that someone is under a spell or has lost consciousness. The smiley face means you're happy. And you notice in the background, you have, you know, the aftermath expansion of a nuclear detonation. You have skeletons in the foreground. They're human skeletons holding hands. So they're dead humans who love the destruction of the human brain, the nuking of the brain. And then you have these green meteor-like energy beams that look like alien energy broadcasts coming in on both sides of this poster that are heading toward the ground where the detonation is happening. Okay, you got it? I mean, can you get more powerful symbology? Well, apparently you can. Let me show you the all-seeing eye Mark of the Beast poster next. Check out this image. All right, as you can see from this poster, you see the all-seeing eye in the palm. You see the pyramid structure. You see the vortex that the pyramid is going into, right? That's a vortex to another world. On the left side, it says, "Open your eyes to a whole new universe." Above the left hand, there are human beings walking through a portal. They're being teleported into another world of opposites. You notice in one, as one figure is walking through the doorway, what is white becomes black and what is black becomes white. You see that happening there? And then on the right side, there's text that says, see you on the other side. And you'll also notice that the O in the astro world, you know, the O in the world, the word astro is a hypnosis symbol that is also associated with some other nefarious types of things. I'm not even going to get into it. But if you know that symbology, you know that it's like New World Order globalism symbology. So this poster actually says a lot. You know, it's two hands reaching out to grab you. The hands have the all-seeing eye, kind of like the eyes of Sauron or kind of a mark of the beast upon your palm. And it's sucking you into a demonic vortex and taking you to a different world. Okay, got that? That's pretty clear. But let's show you some other images because there's more to this. In this next image, you see Astro World on the top. You see the giant eye of Sauron near the top of this. You see then what look like roller coaster tracks that are taking you and plunging you through a vortex portal into an alternate universe. And at the bottom right-hand corner, I don't know if you can read the text, it's kind of small, but it says, open your eyes to a whole new universe. That's what's down there. So this is the same kind of theme that you are transitioning from one world to another, which is what Satanism is about. It's about leaving behind your human biology, transitioning to a demonic dark world that takes you through a vortex where you leave behind this reality. And there's always an all-seeing eye in all of these posters, or most of them, to say that you are being watched by these demonic forces. And then we're going to look at one more poster. I'm calling this poster 4. Poster 4 is just the same brainstem nuclear explosion. I guess we've already seen that one. Let's go to poster 5. Poster 5 here is artwork associated with the event. It shows the skull representing Travis Scott. Notice the enslaved human inside the mouth of the skull that seems to be trapped in some kind of an energy field. Notice the tentacles coming out of the top of the skull. Notice the butterfly image representing metamorphosis, but also that one of the wings of the butterfly is engulfed in flames. So this is saying that the metamorphosis, the transition of humanity, will be one that is engulfed in flames, which is going through hell. You'll notice even kind of the center right-hand side of this poster, there's a red arrow that indicates to follow the flames of hell, like coming out of the flames of hell, follow the red arrow into the death skull. That's actually what it's saying. And then underneath that is a pile of skulls. Now you notice on the left side of this is symbols of love against I guess those are seats or chairs that are in purple. And notice that the background colors to this whole thing are LGBT colors, which is the rainbow colors. And you'll notice that there is a partial image of an old United States rocket. Actually, it looks like a V2 rocket from the Germans on the far left side of this, a partial image showing weapons of war. And then you see Travis Scott's name on the lower left written on something. I'm not really sure what that is, like some kind of piece of garbage or something. I'm not sure what it is. This may be album art. I'm not sure exactly where this comes from, but this is the kind of art that is indicative of this whole movement and this entire event that killed people in Houston. Now, so the story of this and what we need to investigate is whether the people who were vaccinated were activated through some kind of imagery or an external signal to activate what we're calling the frenzy frequency, to turn them into, you know, non-human demonic creatures that went berserk and trampled all over each other and killed each other. And if so, was this a test for something much bigger to come? Something that could be broadcast by, for example, 5G towers on a national basis? and something that could activate strong emotions in those who have the neuro interfaces made up of self-assembling nanostructures that have been injected into them. Now, I know it sounds like science fiction, except that when you go look at the medical literature, you find that this technology absolutely exists. That there are something called magnetoproteins. They've done this in mice. They've been able to alter the behavior of mice using external electromagnetic fields, right? That's well known. And there's a lot of speculation about what's really in the vaccines. Graphene oxide, self-assembling nanostructures, exotic technology, all kinds of things. Now, just for the record, Dr. Richard Fleming, who I've interviewed, says that he's looked at these vaccines, or at least some of them, under a microscope, and he says there's nothing in there. There's no monsters, he says. There's nothing exotic, just a bunch of dangerous junk. And, you know, and he talks about how the vaccines are dangerous just from a biochemical point of view, but he says he's not seeing any kind of exotic, crazy things in there at this point. Other researchers are saying that they are seeing crazy things. Now, perhaps they're putting different things into different production lots, right? So unless you really look at hundreds or thousands of vials, it's kind of hard to say with certainty what's in them, I suppose. But this is the current concern. Is there something in the vaccines that can be activated to control, at least in a crude way, moods? Can they make a group of people angry or happy? Or can they make you go into a frenzy? Can they actually turn on something and then cause a large group of people to go into purge mode, you see? And I don't have the answer to this. I'm just asking questions. I think it's very curious. You look at all the demonic imagery and all the vortex, you know, multidimensional portal imagery and everything, and the fact that these people stampeded each other to death. And if you look at the videos from the event, there are some videos. In fact, let me show you one of these. Paramedics working on people while the concert is still going on. And frankly, the concert doesn't look that crowded. It's like, how did these people actually get trampled? This is a little bit graphic, but I want you to see this. Okay, so what's weird about that video is that people got trampled to death, the paramedics are there, and the concert's still going on. You know, if you had a concert and people died, wouldn't you maybe pause the concert? Would you maybe stop the music? Maybe tell people to chill out? But no, everybody's lost their minds, it looks like, in this video. The frenzy happened, people are trampled to death, and the paramedics are there. And you know what? I need to mention, I think the earlier video that we saw was not people trying to leave, because that was during the daylight. That was people trying to get in. Because the trampling happened after dark, as we can see from this video. So I need to clarify that on the earlier video. That was people trying to get in. The real frenzy didn't happen until later at night after dark. And frankly, I've seen people talking about what was going on, but I haven't seen video of the full frenzy yet. Maybe that is yet to come out. But I tell you what, here, listen to this. We're going to play a few seconds of this girl who was at the event. I'm calling her Latino Princess Leia because of what she's wearing. But check her out.
So we saw everybody hop in the fence, and then there was like a big screen, and everybody was in front of the screen jumping on the stage. People were climbing the speaker bars. I saw like people hyperventilating. Like, I saw this one guy just kind of drugged out. He was like, they had to push him away on a wheelchair. Like, it was crazy. And then, let me see what else.
You mentioned at one moment you all got on speakers because you were fearful yourself.
Right. Because the crowd started pushing so much and it was getting like very hectic, so we jumped on like it was like speakers and big old bricks like this high, and like it was like six of us on top of there just like standing up there waiting for the crowd to clear out after Travis Scott and Drake. But it was awesome. It was good.
So what'd you think about the Latina Princess Leia there? Now notice that she's describing this craziness and people were trampled to death there. And at the end of this description, she says it was awesome. Like, this was the best thing ever. So you notice there's something missing in the minds of these people. They don't have the human empathy circuit anymore, which is another sign, many people believe, of the vaccine kind of taking away people's humanity. You know how the vaccines, some people have taken them and said they've lost their connection to God and they don't feel like they're human anymore. And here we have this girl. I don't know who she is. I'm not accusing her of anything, but just she describing this madness where people died and then saying how awesome it was. Like, something's wrong with this picture. And again, the video clip we just showed, people dying and the concert goes on. It's like, oh, well, hundreds of people almost got crushed to death. Let's just keep singing, right? Something is very off about this entire situation. It is as if these 50,000 people were being mind controlled. Mind controlled. And wouldn't that be consistent with taking you through a portal into another dimension? And wouldn't that be consistent with all the posters that we just saw and all the words, open your eyes to a whole new universe? You know, walking through the mouth of Travis Scott as if you're being eaten by a giant skull demon in order to enter the event. You know, the metamorphosis of the butterfly with the burning wings, the death, the energy beams raining down from the cosmos, the nuclear bomb of your human brain stem, right? All these images, it's consistent with what we just saw there. And my concern is that this may have been a test. I can't prove it, don't know for sure, but it may have been a test of a technology that could be deployed maybe nationwide, maybe worldwide, to put the entire nation into a zombie-like frenzy. And if that's true, then they have something very nefarious planned for the near future, possibly as early as next week. I don't know. I don't know what to make of it, folks. I mean, people seem to have lost their minds on any normal day. But you add in these vaccines and you add in 5G towers and all these globalists with their weird alien tech agendas, and depopulation, extermination of the human race. Kind of like, well, you know, nothing surprises us anymore, does it? We can openly talk about these possibilities with a straight face because, yeah, they built bioweapons to come after us. Why wouldn't they have built some way to control us too, like global mind control? Why do they need everybody to be scannable, right? Like in Idiocracy, you know, scannable. How come when people are injected with vaccines, they apparently begin to broadcast Bluetooth device IDs, right? What's with all the magnetic reaction with the vaccines? What's going on with all this stuff? Why are there metal fragments that have been found in the vaccines by the Japanese Ministry of Health? I don't have all the answers, but I do have a lot of questions, and that's what I'm sharing with you today. I tell you what, though. Travis Scott is in a whole lot of legal trouble at this point. Well, I mean, civil trouble, not legal, not like Alec Baldwin. Like, Travis Scott didn't actually shoot anybody, but, you know, his organization is going to be sued by a lot of parents and family members who lost loved ones who were, you know, trampled to death in this event. And I would not be surprised if it turns out there are more than 100 casualties, not just 8, but 100 plus. So the bottom line here, folks, is next week, I want you to be very, very careful. I do think it's great to join the peaceful, nonviolent protest, November 8th through 11th. It's 4 days next week. Massive walkouts worldwide. But do not bring weapons. Do not engage in violence. Do not allow yourself to be manipulated into violence or trespassing or stampedes of any kind. check yourself constantly. Make sure you're not being pulled into something stupid. Because if they're going to pull off a false flag and try to blame anti-vaxxers, next week is the week for them to do it. And that would also then allow them to push the vaccine mandates, you see, if they could paint anti-vaxxers as lunatics and terrorists. And make no mistake, they're going to try something big, crazy, something just out of this world. And probably they're going to get caught because they're overconfident at this point. They don't realize how many people are watching and scrutinizing all of this. But tell you what, I'm just putting out a bunch of questions for you here tonight. You know, you make up your own mind of what you think is happening out there. I don't have all the answers of what's in these vaccines or how all these demonic images are supposed to be working on today's youth, but it looks like Satan is running a culture war and capturing people and bringing them to the side of Satan and then exploiting them, you know, destroying them, vaccinating them, killing their babies through abortions and so on. I mean, yeah, I say it looks like that. It's kind of obvious. That's exactly what's happening. So what we have to do on the other side of that is we have to reach out to people and try to save them. We have to try to say, you know, avoid the satanic vaccines. Don't kill your babies. Make a connection with God. You can be saved. You can be saved in so many ways. You don't have to spend eternity in hell. You can actually be saved, but you've got to make a choice right now. This is the moment in history where every living human being decides you're either with Satan or you're with God. This is the moment. All right, I also want to remind you, next week on the 11th, that is our early Black Friday event. It's the last big event of the year for healthrangerstore.com, where we have all kinds of inventory of our Ranger buckets, certified organic, storable preparedness food, all lab tested, glyphosate tests, heavy metals tests, microbiology tests, and so on. And we have superfoods, freeze-dried fruits and vegetables and number 10 cans, all organic, personal care products, you know, green living products for your home, soaps, detergents, but all completely fragrance-free, all designed for chemically sensitive people. And it's all going to be available on November 11th. That's 11/11 at 11:01 a.m. Okay, you got it? 11/11 at 11:01 a.m. And we chose that because if you add up all those ones, it adds up to 7. And 7 is the biblical number. That's why we didn't start it at 11 o'clock, because that would be a 6. You see what I mean? I mean, numbers actually matter. And people pay attention to these things. So we prefer 7. All right, so if you want to support us, that's a way to do it. And I want to send you prayers and blessings for the coming week for your safety and your wisdom and your discernment. I think it's going to be a very, very dangerous week for humanity. I have a very bad feeling about this coming week. I'm very concerned about it. And, you know, just keep your wits about you. Pray for protection, for angelic protection. You know, wear the Christian cross, you know? Seriously. Be on the lookout, because we're in a spiritual war, and there are demons out there, and they're trying to mass murder as many as many human beings as possible, and that's what we're really observing. Okay, so blessings to you and your family for your safety, and I'll have another podcast for you Monday midday. It'll be posted. So until then, be safe. Okay, take care.